Today at 10 o'clock throughout the United States, people are asked to remember, whether by prayer, by ringing bells, by silence, those 9 people that were slain in the church in Charleston, South Carolina. And on Father's Day, it is perhaps important to also remember that we as men and we as women are responsible for one another. It is easy to disassociate oneself and to create an island of security. If you remember, there is an old song from the 60s that goes, "I am a rock, I am an island, because a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries." This temptation is not something that Christians are called. On Father's Day, men are called to face the situation as it presents itself and to realize how important it is what we think and what we do. In sacred scripture, there's a beautiful phrase that goes, "Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Because what we think is perhaps some of the most powerful sources of energy in the world. People sometimes say, "Well, thinking doesn't matter. There's lots of thoughts that come into my mind." True. But there are certain thoughts that we accept, that we focus on, that sometimes even become a mantra or a guiding light for our own lives. It could be a thought of honesty, integrity, or it could be something evil, something wrong, hatred, which produces results like we have in South Carolina. People don't become good overnight, nor do they become evil overnight. It is important at every stage and at every moment for the men on Father's Day to remind themselves, to remind ourselves, how important it is to guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, not to run for security, nor to run from confrontation when evil and hatred and racism and any kind of other thought that wants to destroy humanity comes to the fore. But to say loudly and profoundly, "I am a father. I am here to guard life, to make sure it is safe, to make sure it flourishes, not to simply think about myself and my security, but even to risk my security and my life so that those dear to me and those who are strangers will have a good life." On Father's Day, we thank those men who step up and stand for something and are not afraid. Often in America, there's even a book called "Religion is Not for Men." Often you have women who are a great deal of the population of churches. Because sometimes we men are chickens. We are afraid to stand up and say, "I believe in my God. And I want to learn more about what it is, not just for myself, but for what I can give in security, in safety, and in a mission for my life and those whom I love." So today, as we remember violence and anger that began as a thought in South Carolina, we ask the fathers to think deeply in your mind and in your heart to change, even to be better, for those that you love. A person gives a gift every day when he shares his life with another human being. And that gift, which is us, can be renewed in Christ and made better every day by the way you think, by how sincerely you pray, and by how sincerely you live and act for others. Hatred, anger, mistrust will knock on your door every day, and it will try to take your life away. It will say, focus on anger. People did something to you. They hurt you. They misunderstood you. And you will be called to be a man and to say, I am here to protect life, to give life, to give security, and to risk my own security for the sake of those that I love. May God give you the power to be a true father, because there are a lot of titles out there that we give to people: president, vice president, senator, genius. But there are certain titles that nature gives and nature's God. And father is one of those titles you can't buy, you can't appropriate, but God has given to you. And with that title, you are called to love boldly and sincerely. May God guard your hearts and guard your minds for the sake of those that you love. Slava Isusu Hristu.